Lucas Ocean is here in the studio with me. He's the founder and executive director of Global Student Embassy based in Sebastopol. They've had a busy year. They've had visitors. Bring us up to date. What have you been doing?
Just recently, we had a group of students visiting from Ecuador and Nicaragua. They stayed up here with us for about a month. They're the star participants from their local programs in León, Nicaragua, and Valle de Caracas, Ecuador. So they're selected for their excellence and participation in those programs abroad, and we're up here sharing and collaborating with our students in Sonoma, Marin, and Contra Costa counties.
So while the visitors were here, what did you do?
They contributed towards the development of some new school garden program in Santa Cruz. They worked on a food forest project there. They visited the Occidental Arts and Ecology Center, visited and toured Sonoma Compost, and were just basically learning about some of the progressive things that Sonoma County has going on in terms of ecological agriculture and waste management, recycling, things related to the themes of the projects that they focus on in their home communities.
Over the years, you've seen quite a bit of growth in this program. How many participants now and how far afield?
Yeah, our program has grown by about 100% per year for the past 5 years. And so this year, in our sixth year, we have 400 students that will be traveling abroad with us over the winter, spring, and summer. About 180 from universities and 220 from high schools. On a weekly basis, we have more than 1,000 high school students participating in our program between the communities in Nicaragua, Ecuador, and the greater Bay Area, mainly Santa Cruz, Contra Costa, Marin, and Sonoma counties.
For people who aren't acquainted with the program, give us a quick description of what you're up to.
Global Student Embassy is a youth leadership program and an international exchange program. Students focus on projects that are eco-action leadership projects. And so projects range from tree greenhouses where they collect native tree seeds and produce trees for reforestation projects to school-wide composting programs like at Campo Lindo High School in Contra Costa and school garden programs.
For the participating students, is this strictly a volunteer thing? Do they get credit for it?
Some students do get credit. Some of our program hours are spent working with teachers in classrooms, and so it's incorporated into the curriculum. But they, for the most part, participate in it voluntarily, and it's something to sort of build their aptitudes and leadership and advocacy and collaboration and things like that.
So we're most of the way through an academic year here early in the calendar year. What's ahead in 2014?
We're gearing up right now. The bulk of our student groups travel during the spring break time period, and so they'll be traveling to Ecuador and to Nicaragua. In Nicaragua, our program has grown a lot. We have a school farming project there that focuses on growing food for about 1,300 students in a school breakfast and lunch program. And we're using a biointensive method of small plot of agriculture there. In Ecuador, the program focuses around reforestation. So we're working in an area where high 90 percentages of the forest has been clear cut for cattle ranching or agriculture, timber extraction, different reasons over the years. But it's resulted in a lot of regional soil erosion and habitat loss, along with landslides and things that have threatened the built environment around there. This year, we're planting about 12,000 trees. We planted 9,000 so far. And the goal this year in Ecuador is to plant enough trees to be having a bigger impact, but also to offset our carbon footprint. Because as an ecological education program, we don't want to be too hypocritical flying students around the world. It's important that they have that experience and change of context. It's a big part of the learning experience, but we also want to do what we can to have a positive net impact in all ways. And so we've calculated how many trees that means to reforest this year in order to absorb up some of that carbon from the flights that we're taking with our students.
Well, Lucas Ocean, thanks very much for talking with us and congratulations on the good work you're doing.
Thanks, Bruce.